This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Saudi Arabia's King Salman told U.S. President Donald Trump in a phone call Sunday that the kingdom was eager to achieve a fair and permanent solution to the Palestinian issue, which he said was the main starting point of the kingdom's proposed Arab peace initiative. The Arab peace initiative was drawn up by the Saudi Arabia government in 2002, in which Arab nations offered Israel normalized ties in return for a statehood deal with the Palestinians and full Israeli withdrawal from the territory captured in 1967. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is talking tough ahead of crucial rounds of post-Brexit trade talks with the European Union. He says Britain is prepared to walk away and insist a no-deal exit would be a good outcome for the UK. With talks deadlocked, Johnson says an agreement will only be possible if EU negotiators were prepared to rethink their current positions. The EU, in turn, accuses Britain of failing to take the negotiations seriously. EU and UK negotiators are meeting in London Tuesday for the eighth round of talks since Britain left the now 27-nation bloc on January 31st. The two sides are seeking a new deal on trade, security, and other issues. The third typhoon in as many weeks has brought more rain and wind to South Korea after damaged buildings caused blackouts in nearly 500,000 homes and injured 20 people in southern Japan's islands. Traffic was still paralyzed in southern Japan after the typhoon passed. Bullet trains were suspended and most domestic flights in and out of southwestern Japanese airports were canceled Monday. Hanshin has moved on shore in the southern South Korean city of Ulsan by mid-morning, and forecasters warned of very heavy rain and very strong winds. This is VOA News. India has now passed Brazil for the highest number of COVID infections worldwide. I should say the second highest. It became the second worst hit country on a day when the urban metro trains partially resumed service in the capital, New Delhi, and other states. More than 90,000 cases have been added to India's caseload in the past 24 hours. India is now only behind the United States, which has more than 6 million cases. India's Health Ministry Monday also reported more than 1,000 deaths, for more a total of more than 71,000. India has been recording the world's largest daily coronavirus caseload for almost a month, even as the government pushes to open businesses to revive a contracting economy. Australia announced on Monday it had struck supply and production agreements with pharmaceutical companies worth $1.7 billion over two potential COVID-19 vaccines. Under the agreement, Britain's University of Oxford, in collaboration with AstraZeneca and Australia's University of Queensland, working with CSL, will provide more than 84.8 million vaccine doses for Australia's population of 26 million, almost entirely manufactured in the Australian city of Melbourne. Julian Assange's legal battle to avoid extradition to the United States, where he faces criminal charges over the activities of his WikiLeaks website, continues in a London court this Monday after months of hiatus caused by the coronavirus lockdown. The U.S. authorities accused the Australian-born 49-year-old Assange of conspiring to hack government computers and violating an espionage law in connection with a colossal release of confidential diplomatic cables by WikiLeaks in 2010 and 11. Assange is seen by his admirers around the world as a champion of free speech and investigative journalism who exposed abuses of power and other questionable practices by arms of the U.S. government, boldly challenging the global superpower. His critics in Washington and other Western capitals say that by publishing unredacted documents, he recklessly endangered the lives of people in Iraq, Iran, and Afghanistan who had assisted Western powers in some way or another. Assange denies accusations by American investigators that WikiLeaks obtained the documents from Russian hackers. Feminist groups and family members of missing persons continue to occupy the offices of the National Human Rights Commission on Sunday as they called on governments in Mexico to take more action to combat gender-based violence and locate missing persons. The building was initially occupied by missing persons family members and advocates Thursday and Friday. Feminist groups joined that protest. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.